Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Ann, and I'm just opening the call as we wait for Catherine to join us. She was in the midst of a workshop and across the street, so we're just waiting for her to join us on this call, the first of historical calls by our dear Sananda. This will be his own Sunday call, and we're all looking forward to this. I actually came in on the host line myself to give Catherine a little extra time to join us, and somebody has their hand up. I'm just going to check and see if that could be Catherine calling from a landline there in Atlanta. Just a sec. I just opened up 352. Could this be Catherine by any chance?
No, it's not, Ann.
Oh, okay. Well, who is it, I wonder?
Hi, this is Rod.
I should know your number by now, shouldn't I, Rod?
Yeah.
Can I ask you? Yeah, go right ahead. We're just stalling for a little time here till Catherine can join us.
You think Sananda could explain his prediction on the RV released in this little bleep last week?
Well, I'm sure.
I think there's a lot of people that are getting a little upset. And if you guys could just talk about it a little bit and give us a little assurance, because there's a lot of us that need a lot of things. I need medicine. I need to buy your products, and I can't afford them right now.
I understand. Yes. I'm sure that, in fact, did you hear yesterday's call with Prime Creator?
No.
Oh, you weren't on the Saturday Zora call?
Well, see, there's no schedule like I've asked, you know. There be printed a schedule.
Well, everything is always posted on breaking news, you know. I do have it on. I tell you, I have been so tightly bound to these schedules myself. I know what you're asking for, and I started to do it once, and I just ran out of time because it was time for another show and then a write-up of the show, the announcements before the show, and the newsletters and the postings and so on, and the emails. So that's my excuse. It's lame, but that's my excuse. And I do want to, now that we have so many calls coming up, shows coming up, let me see if this could be. This is a 111. I'm just going to check and see if it could be Catherine by any chance. I just opened up. This has no number showing. Could this be Catherine by any chance calling in? Apparently not. I'll go ahead and put it on hold. You might be calling from a blocked number or overseas, and we're just standing by waiting for Catherine. Let me see. I need to maybe call her and let her know that I've opened the host line, and I need to get her number. Just a minute. I don't want to disconnect anybody. Let's see, 914. Just a second, 914-466-4250. Or maybe Sananda can get her attention. 914-466-4250. Okay, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dial her up on this dial line and bring her in. Just a sec. Oh, let's see. That's not going to work. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to have to flip the flash line, and I'll be right back.
Hi, Anne.
Oh, there you are. Just getting ready to call
Hi.
You, but they wouldn't let me dial out. And okay, this is wonderful. Catherine is...
Sorry about that.
I knew you were en route from across the street, so we've just been kind of stalling. And I said, maybe Sananda can get her attention, let her know I went ahead and opened.
Oh, no, I wasn't about attention. I was actually trying to call you.
I saw that, but I was already here, and I was afraid I might lose the call. And I thought, well, maybe she'll check in and see. And then I was getting ready to dial out and get you when you called in. So we're all here.
We figured it out.
Well, yeah, I was able to get in. I don't have the dial-out feature that I was going to use to bring you in, but we're up and running, and we have an hour and 48 minutes left. And I have Rod on the line right now. Is this you, the 518 number, Catherine?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, hang on just a minute.
I'll put it in there.
Oh, I just did. Just
a
minute.
Okay.
I have to hit save there.
I got it.
Okay. What about Janet? Is Janet going, is she coming in? Since everybody's traveling, I didn't know if she's going to do our introduction now that we are
well, now
here.
Now that we're all ready, you know, 10 minutes into the show, I think we've already introduced ourselves. So anyway,
okay.
I'm Catherine, and this is beloved and heart, Lady Nada.
Well, I've opened the line. I was chatting with Rod, who is frequently on our calls, and his concern is, and I'm sure Sananda already heard us chatting about it, if Sananda could explain the delay since his announcement a few days ago. Of course, Prime Creator made an announcement yesterday that it would be within hours. So, again, people are eager to understand where things are, and I'm sure these guys know what we're talking about. So I'm going to close Rod's line for now until we get to... Yeah, okay, Rod, I'm going to go ahead and close your line. Okay, Catherine, now, what do we do? I've already played Jonathan Goldenthal.
Oh, good. Well, let's introduce what the show is going to be about.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if Janet was going to do that. I know the last time she did the introduction, so I didn't want to...
Well, she is here, but I think as long as we're both on a roll. She's waving hi. So let's just launch.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to introduce you real quick, Catherine. This is Dr. Catherine E. May's new call, which is Ascension Training with Sananda. A transfer to a new day, which is now on Sundays, from her Thursday Healing for Ascension programs. And Sananda is changing the format a bit. He's going to be more interactive with us, and we changed the date to Sundays. So what used to be the Thursday Healing for Ascension calls has been transferred to Sunday. It is Sananda's training for Ascension, and facilitated, of course, by our dear Catherine May, who is a practicing clinical psychologist, well-known in the New York area. She just moved her offices from the city to her home to make things just a little bit easier on her schedule. Her book, Who Needs Light, is available on her website, which is whoneedslight.org. You can purchase the book, which Mother God has told us is basically a manual for ascension, and that's what this call is all about. So I'm not going to go any further than that. Dr. May is in the process of having a large workshop there in Atlanta. She's taken time out of her workshop to facilitate this call to channel our dear Sananda. And we're all anticipating a wonderful new format, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Catherine.
Thanks. I have called on Sananda a couple of times to ask him what he'd like to plan for today. And I think he must have been very busy, because each time all I got as a response was, "Let the river roll."
Oh, I love it. You know, we closed yesterday's call with that. I just love it.
So I'm letting the river roll here. I have not any instructions at all about what we're to do today. I did check at one point about whether we should have the descriptions of people who would like to have a special healing, and he said 6 to 8 people, that'd be fine. So we do have some special requests, which Gabriella has gathered for us. So I think I'm going to just briefly read through these for people who want to be, you know, have their names read and have a special attention in the healing sessions. But this does not mean that everybody else isn't getting special attention as well, because Sananda's capable of that. So here are a couple that I think are really, that we can really relate to and will represent others as well. So these were requested by Ed for people that he wants to send healing and light to. One is Arthur Blythe. He's up in years and bedridden. His organ functioning is not doing well. So he may not be able to listen to the program, but we're going to send him light and love and healing. Josh Lapple is in healing mode after being damaged by weapons in Afghanistan. So he's paid a price for his service, and we want to send him lots of love and light, and to all those veterans as well who came back in pain or compromised in their physical condition or psychological. So, and thank you, Ed sends kisses to me and my crew as well, so to all of us. And here's a request from Pat for Debbie Greek. And she's spoken with her friend Debbie, who is still in a skilled nursing facility recovering from a lung infection. They had planned to remove her right lung. And that has apparently not been done, because she came down with an infection. So she's recovering from the infection. And let's hope she recovers enough just from these healings so that she won't even need the surgery. So Bridget Pemberton, she lives in Scotland, and she uses her local library to access the computer. So she's not able to listen to the program, but she wants to be included as well. She has painful arthritis in her right ankle, and it inhibits her walking. She also has had hip and knee replacements. So much love to Bridget, and she also sends love to all of us. Okay, and Angela Lesh for Karen. She found out a week ago that she has a malignant meningioma brain tumor that is life-threatening. She's scheduled for all-day surgery on March 11th. So let us send her such a blast of healing energy that she will not have to have the surgery at all. So that they will not be life-threatening, possibly disappear completely. Or she said, how about having Sananda remove this completely? Okay, request from Mario for Stavros from Cyprus. Because he has cancer of the liver and has recently undergone an operation. So we send love and light to all of them. And these people will also represent those who have cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. We also have Claudia Duflo from Montreal, who's suffering from fibromyalgia, and Claude Schaller from Montreal, who also has brain cancer. And the last two are requested by Janet Ariel for Jack and Linda. Linda had simple dental surgery and it went terribly wrong. And she has extensive pain, nerve damage, and now is in so much pain that she has to be on heavy medication. So this is, they've recommended terrible, terrible invasive surgery to try and make it better. So let's see if we can stop that and help her out. So Jack has type 2 diabetes and extreme stomach issues, so much difficulty in his digestive system. So we have kind of a broad range here of people, and they will be the ones who will represent others who have similar problems. And we also want to include animals today, people who have animals that are really sick or critically ill, because everyone is aware now that we're approaching ascension and, you know, we need to patch ourselves up, rise up out of our sick beds and keep going and make it to ascension where we're all going to be completely renewed. So let's see what Sananda has to say about those things. But those are the people
I'm on the host line, as you know. Would you want me to click on chat over there to open up your chat room?
I don't think we need the chat room today because everybody's going to want to be listening to Sananda, I'm sure.
I think so. That's wonderful. Oh. I knew it was your custom, and I just wanted to check with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think maybe in the future we'll have a few minutes in the beginning when we can open the chat room and people can connect with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But now
we
all have the Healing for Ascension Tour group on Facebook for people to connect with each other. So we also recommend that they go there.
You're breaking up a little, Catherine. Your words were breaking. Did you relocate or something?
Yes. We've been working on the technology here. I think this is the best connection I can get.
Okay,
for
you're
now.
Okay now, but there was a couple of clips on your words, and I thought maybe you went to a different area, and we don't want to lose any of Sananda's words, but it seems like it's now. Oh, there it goes again. What?
Oh,
there it goes again. Uh-oh.
Well, we've done the best we can here to get a good internet connection. I'm using the internet connection for the phone because we don't have very good phone service here.
Oh.
Hang on. Oh. You said lean forward. I was like I was before. I don't know if that's going to help.
Good.
I think that it just goes in and out a little bit.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, it just started. So I thought maybe you had changed something and whatever, because in the beginning it was just fine.
No, I haven't changed anything. I think it's just that it sometimes fades out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope people will just bear with us. We'll do the best we can, and I think we'll get some, you know, pretty fair reception here. So let's see what Sananda has to say.
Okay, we'll just give you a minute here to forget all about us and get comfy and get everything in the right perspective to greet and provide for Sananda, who will be joining us probably the minute I stop talking. Are you here, Sananda?
Yes, I am, beloved. This is Sananda.
Welcome.
Thank you. We have quite an event planned for all of you today.
Ooh.
I'm going to give Catherine a few moments to acclimate to my energy so that she's very clear and settled in so that I can show her the pictures of where we're going. You know, the voice connection we have is very simple and clear. But today, we're going to be doing some special things. I'm going to take you on a meditation trip that I think you will all find very exciting. We are going to go to visit the etheric retreat of our beloved friend, Sanat Kumara. It is called Shambhala. And in the process, we will meet Sanat Kumara, who, as many of you know, was the person who was the mentor and the man who trained Catherine. So she's looking forward to this visit to see her beloved friend. And, of course, he's looking forward to hosting us as well. And so, I suggest that all of you sit back, open your hearts, open your minds, and join us in the pillar of light where we will ascend to higher dimensions. And as we do, I will describe what it feels like, what it looks like, and you can travel with me to the beautiful etheric city known as Shambhala. What a name, isn't it? It has echoes of magic and higher dimensions and love. And so let us go together. Picture yourself in the beautiful pillar of light. Gather here together all of those who wish to go on this wonderful adventure. All of you who have requested healing, come with us. All of you healers who wish to experience a lesson with Sanat Kumara, join us, and everyone else, go along for the adventure. You're all welcome. Picture ourselves now in the beautiful pillar of light. Take hands. If you like, we can make a big circle. Our pillar is large enough to contain the entire earth. And just let yourself be carried. We're going to rise. You'll feel yourself being lifted. Gently, gently. Like a leaf on an upcurrent of warmth. We'll be carried gently together. now we're rising. See the colors, blue, green, yellow, and there will be an opening soon. We will see the beautiful cathedral that is Shambhala. There is a great opening, an archway. As we move through the archway, we see a crystal staircase, spires rising around us, high above. We move together up the staircase. Take my hand. At the top of the staircase stands our beloved friend, Sanat Kumara, in his robes, the robes of a high priest. He is a modest man, not given to elaborate trappings. The beautiful city itself takes your breath away. Nothing more is needed. As we climb the stairs together, the feeling is of lightness. Feel yourself as light as a feather, gently moving up the staircase. It is no effort. And here our gracious friend greets us with open arms. And of course, Catherine runs to his side. It is a wonderful reunion. And now we are all welcomed. Here before us, across the large marble entryway, are the great doors. Beautiful carved doors that open wide. And we are shown into a great hallway with light pouring through from the dome in the center. There is color everywhere, shining through the crystal. It is as if the entire room is made of stained glass. The reflections, the sparkling light is like standing in the stars. Sanat brings us into the great hallway where they have prepared a circle. They are very comfortable chairs that lean back, not anything like a hospital bed. Sanat welcomes us, asks us to take a chair. All of you, there's plenty of room. Come, take a chair yourself. Be at ease. Lean back and look up into the beautiful colored light that are the sun shining through the beautiful crystal. The Knot has taught a large healing team. He has worked for many years as a healer, and you know many years in our terms is millions of years. This beautiful cathedral, this, well, of course you can't call it a cathedral, it's more like a castle, but it is a city of light, is above the Himalayas in Tibet and has been connected always to the Agarthans of Inner Earth and Hollow Earth. Here, there is an exchange of healing techniques that have been developed over the eons with special regard for all the needs of humankind, psychological, physical, emotional, and spiritual. There is music. Music is like a chorus of angels. Everything about this beautiful place is uplifting. The energy of love is palpable. You cannot walk into this place without feeling God's presence, because the healers here know they are God and they are doing God's work. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply of the love and the light that surrounds you. When you allow that into your heart, into your whole body and your mind, you will feel yourself making new connections from your heart to every part of your being. And from your heart to God's heart. Sanat and I will walk around the circle. Together, we will address each one. You need not describe in detail what your difficulties have been. We hear you. You can speak with us in your mind. We hear you. And now come the team of healers, all dressed in white robes. They carry instruments with them, tuning forks, crystals, wands. Their crystal wands have been tuned to the heart of Gaia. To the energy of the central sun, the sun in Hollow Earth, for humankind is especially adapted to the energy of Gaia. each individual, of course, experiences variations in their own energy patterns, but everyone is anchored in Gaia. This is our project now. This is our sense of being and purpose. And Sanat Kumara, our brother, guide, and master, has taken a special interest in every one of you. Just as I do. His has been a heart project going back for eons. When he agreed to come to planet Earth to hold the light for all of humankind until we could come forward to meet him. And now here we are today, together. I bring with me masters who have lived through hundreds of lifetimes, sometimes when you come to the end of a project, to a project that has taken you eons to accomplish, some are tired. Some became a little discouraged. Some have taken on illness as the challenge that they will overcome in this lifetime in order to reach deeply into their soul, into the heart of their being, to acknowledge their real strengths. Beloved ones, we place our hands beside you, beside, on either side of your head. The healers are here to extend the energy that we send to you. To use their wands in particular ways to increase the energy of your healing powers. To decrease the energy of any illness that has taken hold in your body. And in the purpose, in the process of doing this healing, you will also feel a sense of freedom and lightness in your brain. Sanat has understood that you cannot heal the body without healing the mind. We are all of a piece in a human body. You are a magnificent organism, but an organism that cannot survive in parts. You are not a brain connected to a body, connected to a heart. You are of a piece, a whole. It is a magnificent design, but it must be cared for with its magnificence in mind. That means having perfect respect for for all you feel, for every part of your body, for every feeling that passes through your body, your heart, mind. Join with me. Look inside yourself. There you have the memory of all the feelings you have had in this lifetime. All the experiences you have had are reflected there in your body. And they are reflected in the light of the feelings you experience. This is all record. It goes back not just through this lifetime, but to others as well. But let us focus for now on this lifetime. The tracks, you might call them, like footsteps in the sand, of every step you have taken through this lifetime. There they are, recorded in your being. Look at them. Look at the whole of everything you have experienced, everything you have known, every thought you have thought, every feeling you have felt. Look at it. Look at the whole of it. Embrace it. Embrace it all with love. For it is the story of your life. And it is perfect. It is the library of your knowledge. It is the rich experience that informs your growth. It is perfect. Without that experience, you could not be who you are. Without those feelings, you would not have registered the experiences you had. You cannot have life without feeling. And yes, even the painful feelings are the record of everything you have known. Do not reject or deny any of it. It is your proof, just as your footsteps are your proof that you were there and that you have learned and you have grown every step of the way. I know pain. I know there are hurt feelings. We have all experienced those things. There cannot be a lifetime in a body on planet Earth without those feelings. We knew that before we came here. We knew we'd be facing these things. We would take on difficult challenges. But we do it together. No one is alone. No one can ever be alone because we are as interconnected as the intricate root system of all the trees on planet Earth. We touch each other always. We learn from each other. We suffer with each other. No one can be alone because our hearts and our minds are interconnected in the great network that is consciousness. Accept your place, beloved ones, as an integral part of that network. As you rest here, being lovingly attended to by all these beautiful healers in the light of Shambhala, know that you can never be alone. Even if you live by yourself, even if you have lived by yourself for 30 years, you cannot be alone. Your feelings emanate outward from the chair where you rest. See the waves of each person's energy. See it rippling outward to the person next to you and the one beyond, and the one beyond that, they respond to the feeling that comes to them from you. And as they send their ripples of energy outward, your feelings are intermingled with theirs. And that emanates outward around the room until all through this great chamber echo the feelings of everyone here, intermingling, intertwined, forever recorded in the universal book of experience. What you feel here is forever recorded as a part of who you are, as a part of who humankind is. Let your heart swell with pride and love. This is a wonderful place to be. Yes, Shambhala is a wonderful place to be. And being in this human body, being here at this time, living this life, this glorious, glorious life, there is no better place in the entire firmament than to be right here together, completing our work that we began so long ago, our work of love that is really what we came to do, what we wanted to accomplish. Feel it, beloved ones. This is what we have created. Intense, beautiful, pulsating, vibrating experience of absolute love. This is what we bring to the world. And this is how we can change an entire planet. This is how we have changed planet Earth. And now as we enter the last phases of the old Earth, we rise, we join together, we look forward with such joy to seeing all of you ascend, joining us in the higher dimensions. And yes, many of us will return. We'll go back to help those who have not yet completed their work. But we will come with joy in our hearts. This, beloved ones, is the golden age. We will never go back. We will never again be prisoners of the darkness that pervaded the earth for so long. We have already left it behind. We know in our hearts it is finished. That power of darkness, belief in the illusion that wrongly guided insistence that darkness has power and strength, that destruction is inevitable, that violence is to be accepted as a part of life, we know better. And we will never return. Once we turn away, once we turn our eyes to the light and our hearts to love, there is no darkness that can infiltrate our beings or even affect our experience. We breathe light. We emanate love. And we are one. And that one is the power. The power of our mighty God that we all share. Breathe health, light, excitement, and joy. And there is no disease that can bring you down. There is no deficit or disability that can subdue your heart. The healers now move gently around each person. Sanat and I have moved around the circle to be with each of you. You feel our presence. You know that what we send, what we offer you, is the greatest love. Sanat has taught the wonderful ability to balance, to take possession of yourself, to be the truth of who you are. When you embrace the truth of who you are, there can be no argument, no conflict, no self-judgment. Stand in your truth. Breathe the light. Have no secrets from yourself. The time of feeling self-doubt and shame, those feelings inflicted upon children by the dark, it is time to shake all of that off. Imagine, throughout your childhood, you walked along the street after a spring rain, and every car that passed sprayed you with mud. It went on your entire childhood, many of you into adulthood. Every day you walked where you were going, and the vehicle sprayed you with mud. Every day you had to try to wash it off. Well, sometimes you forgot a spot over your eyebrow or on the back of your head. Now it is time. Walk into the great shower of light. Let it wash over you, and all of that is behind you. Put it into the library. There it is recorded for posterity, so that everyone can learn. This is what we all live through. Let this be a lesson to the universe that no being should be sullied in any way by anyone. Not ever again. Wash yourselves clean, beloved ones. Let the old feelings and the old thoughts flow into the river to be washed away. And here you are, bright and new, glistening in the light of Shambhala. We bless you, one and all. Rise. Every one of you, rise. Those who came limping, stand tall. Those who came in sickness, breathe freely. Those who came without vision, you will see again. Open your eyes to the light. You are new. You are healed. You are God. All of you, rise up. The healers bow to each of you. They honor your life. You may think it was a humble existence. You may think you've not accomplished anything. You probably have thought that in the past. It is not true. It cannot be true. Because you have made your mark, every one of you, and you will continue to make your mark by being as brilliant and creative and loving as you can be. And you will bring love and light to others. This is your path. Yes, you were chosen. You were chosen by God. And you were chosen by yourselves. You were also chosen by each other. It was by mutual agreement, by unanimous consent, that you are all here. We bow to you, and we honor your courage. We are grateful for your participation in this life. And now, beloved ones, let us join together again. Let us move from this beautiful, glistening room in this great palace made of light. We bow to the healers who have come to honor you, to help you heal. We bow to our beloved Sanat Kumara, who has welcomed us. We accept his blessings. And we feel truly blessed to have experienced this together. And now, all of you, join with me. Hear the singing. See the sun. See the smiles on each other's faces. It could not be a more glorious day. Join with me. And all of us together, all the healers, all those who have been healed today, all those wonderful beings in Shambhala, join with us to send our blessings to planet Earth. To Mother Earth, who has sustained us all. To the beings, all the consciousness of the planet, the beings of the ocean, of the sky, of the earth, send our love and our vision of a new day, a new life for all of us. We look forward to the golden age that will be so new, so glorious, so completely different from the dark years we've experienced together. Our excitement creates the portal, which brings in the new day. Never forget, beloved ones, you create this miracle. Moment by moment, day by day, we create this miracle together. Raise your vibrations, beloved ones, now. Do not wait. Do not think, oh, tomorrow I'll feel better. Tomorrow I'll send my love. No, today, now. Now is the time to raise the entire planet to begin our new life. We need every soul, every life, every being to join with us, to bring in this glorious new day. And hear the angels singing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our time has come. Our time has come. Thank you, beloved Sanat Kumara. Thank you for being our host, for providing this beautiful, etheric place where all health and beauty resides. We now depart. We bow to you. We bow to each other. We go with great love in our hearts, filling every part of us. We will never be the same. Once you have been to Shambhala, you can never go back to darkness. You will never see the darkness again. Once you have stood in the light, so as we go back to our pillar of light, yes, we will let ourselves be taken gently to float downward back to the place where we came from, but our hearts remain in Shambhala, where you can be always uplifted, always carried to that place of ecstasy. Never to it. Our minds are one. And now we look back. And when you open your eyes and find yourself in the room that you left a little while ago, nothing will feel familiar to you. Nothing will be the same. Everything you look at will show an inner glow. Every living being you encounter will speak to you in a new way. You will see the particles of light vibrating in the air. You will feel the energy of every animal, every plant, the character, the essence of each being will reveal itself to you. You will feel the tree. breathing. You will feel the bird's heartbeat, the stretching of the flower, the unfolding of the leaf, song that fills the air. I am with you always, my heart connected to your heart. We can never be parted. My joy is your joy. My happiness I give to you. My love I pour from my heart into your heart. And it is never ending. Take this, beloved ones, this healing, this love, this light. Carry it with you. As a torch of honor and of mindfulness. Elevated consciousness that is the birthright of all human beings. We see beyond what is just before us. We see into the truth. And now we will live that truth. And when we walk the streets, when we encounter one another, we will embrace without words. We can even embrace without touching, for we know who we are. And now, I depart from you only in the sense that I will not be talking to you with this voice. I will remain with you always. You only need to speak with me in your mind. And I am there. And now, beloved ones, whenever you hear playing in your mind a song of light and love, you will know it's for you. Whenever you feel warmth breeze across your face, a thrill down your spine, the song of a bird, the sun rising, you will know we are there with you. And now, beloved ones, until we meet again in another beautiful place of healing and joy, I wish you namaste. I am your Sananda.
Namaste. Thank you, Sananda. It was beautiful.
This is Catherine.
Yes.
Sananda bows to each of us. Thank you, Sananda.
I feel such tears of joy.
I think we are all sharing those tears right now together.
Oh, my. Thank you, Samantha. Thank you, Samant. But I call her name. What a beautiful place that is.
Yes.
All sparkling towers and spires, not towers, like spires that go into the sky. It shimmers.
What a special event.
I'm sorry, I don't think I can talk.
I don't know if we should, Catherine. I think we should all continue our own meditation.
Yes. I think so.
I think it would be unfair to the energy to try to talk on a mundane level now.
Uh-huh. Let's just take this wonderful experience with us.
Yes.
Keep it in our hearts. And how lovely that we have it recorded. I hope it.
Yes.
People can listen to it again later, even those
yes.
who are here. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Catherine. I'm so glad this worked out. This is such a good experience and such an uplifting, sacred experience. And we'll do this each Sunday, Catherine?
I believe so, yes.
It's wonderful.
Because Fernanda has suggested.
Yes.
We'll plan another time next Sunday, 2:00 Eastern Time.
Wonderful. We'll all be there and more. And we'll look forward to the recording and let people know a little idea of what it's about. So they're sure to partake of the recording itself. The energies are always the same, even on the recordings. Isn't that true, Catherine?
Yes. Yes. Samantha has told me that whoever listens to this will gain the same healing and feel the same energy. That we
yes.
just know.
Wonderful. What a gift. Well,
thank you all for coming, and thank you, Anne.
Oh.
And thank you, Samantha. I think we'll close the call now.
Yes, I think so. Thank you, Catherine. You're a great gift to all of us. We're very grateful.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what music could possibly.
What would you?
Just,
should I do music?
Maybe not.
Do you?
Let's just.
What about Angel in the Snow?
Well, that's a good one. Archangel in the Snow. We'll play the beginning of that. It's an honorarium to Archangel Michael when he came to visit my brother who was sick. So that's a good one. We'll do
okay,
that.
I'll go ahead and do that. And just for a little bit to kind of gently close the call.
Okay. Bye.